Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Lezî, la ilahe illâhu, el-Hayyul Kayyum. Ve etûb ileyk, ve's-selâmü tevbete, ve'l-mağfirete, ve'l-hidayete. İnnehu et-tevvâbur rahîm. Ve'afu annâ ya kerîm. وَأَفْوَانَا يَا كَرِيمُ وَأَفْضِلْ لَنَا بِفَضْلِكَ يَا رَحْمَانُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللَّهُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللَّهُ يَا مَلِكُ يَا قُدُّوسُ يَا حَافِظُ يَا اللَّهُ الْأَوَّلُ يَا اللَّهُ الْآخِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الظَّاهِرُ يَا اللَّهُ الْبَاطِنُ يَا اللَّهُ خَيْرُهُ وَشَرُّهُ مِنْ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Esselatu ve selam aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selam aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selam aleyke ya Seyyidine velveline vel ahirin. İşferene ya Şefiyel Müslidin. Birahmetike ya Hamar Rahimin. Kâlallahu ta'ala fi kitabel aziz. Avcı billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبِّكُمْ لَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ صدق الله العظيم. Allah Teala says in our book, if you are grateful, I will add more favors unto you. But if you show ingratitude, truly my punishment is terrible indeed. The winter of 1620 in this country was a very harsh one. A lot of people, a lot of pilgrims who came to this land, they did not know how to fish, how to hunt. They did not know how to harvest. Almost half of them died. And the other half were to survive with the help of native Indians who taught them about fishing and hunting and planting. By the autumn of 1621, they gathered enough food. It was a big harvest. They gathered enough food to survive the winter. And to show their appreciation, they had a feast, which lasted 3 days. Also, native Indians at that time were invited to that feast. And that tradition, showing thankfulness, continued over the centuries. And families in this country come together and celebrate Thanksgiving and have a good turkey dinner to show their appreciation. Showing thankfulness is a good thing. Expressing your gratitude is a good thing. This is something Allah Ta'ala praises. Allah Ta'ala praises the ones who are thankful. People ask about things. If celebrating Thanksgiving is going to make you remember the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, celebrate it every day. If eating turkey is going to make you remember the gifts of Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon you, eat turkey at every meal. Expressing thankfulness is the state. Being thankful is the state of the righteous ones. Allah Ta'ala draws our attention to the countless gifts that He bestows upon us in a verse. He says that you count the blessings. Should you count the blessings you cannot compute. Meaning that you will not be able to finish counting the blessings that I bestow upon you. He also promises that if you show thankfulness, he increases his favors upon you. But at the same time, Allah Ta'ala admonishes. He admonishes us for not being able to show our thankfulness, for not being able to recognize all the gifts around us. We are being admonished. And he says, among my servants, only a few are grateful. After promising all the favors and the gifts, he admonishes. It is very important to understand what it means to be thankful. It is very important to be able to experience thankfulness in our lives. We have to understand the essence of it. We have to understand why is it that we cannot show thankfulness, why we cannot express gratitude, what makes us hold back in the midst of all these blessings. We have to understand. Common people like us, we usually experience gratefulness when a valuable gift is given to us. When something very valuable for you is given to us as a gift that you have not paid for, a gift that you have not worked for, a gift that you have not earned, it's just freely given to you and it is valuable to you, then you feel grateful, you feel thankful. This is exactly what the pilgrims felt in the winter of 1621, when they were given freely, without expecting anything in return, and they survived, they appreciated a lot. They understood the meaning of being alive and expressed their thankfulness. When we look around us, because Allah Ta'ala says in Quran al-Karim that when you look around, you will not be able to finish counting all the blessings. Do we feel grateful for all the things, all the blessings Allah Ta'ala showered us upon? What did we really do to earn our eyes, with which we see the beauties of this world, with which we see the loved ones? How much did we pay? How much did we work to be able to gain our hands, with which we hold, construct, build, touch, caress? What did we really do to earn our feet? How much did we really pay for the clean air we breathe in and we exhale out? Why can't we recognize all these free gifts as blessings as well? What did we really do to deserve to be alive? What did we do to earn this particular moment, which brings a lot of opportunity to us to observe His blessings and beauty? Why are we ungrateful? It's very interesting that we are ungrateful. Why? Number one reason why we are ungrateful is that we don't recognize the gifts around us. We believe we deserve them. When you look around and you're not aware, or you don't recognize something which is good, which means either you are dead or you are sleeping. The characteristics of the ungrateful one is that they will not appreciate, or they will not recognize anything as their gift unless
that particular gift is given to them exclusively. No matter how valuable that thing is, as long as it is not only given to them exclusively, they are not going to recognize it as a gift. Being able to read is a blessing. Without being able to breathe, without exhaling in, exhaling out, without it, we cannot survive. This is how bad it is. What do we consider this a gift? No, because everybody can do it. We ignore the fact that it is so valuable that without which we cannot survive, or we out of ignorance that we don't know the value. Thankfulness makes us alive again. If we can reach to that state, we open our eyes and our hearts to the beauties and blessings of Allah Ta'ala. We become alive again. We are dead. We are asleep. Thankfulness brings us back to life. It is very unfortunate that the only time we appreciate the value of things around us is when we lose them. You're like spoiled children. They don't care for their toys. They break their toys. They throw them here and there. But as soon as you take the toys away from them, they start crying. That's the only way to teach sometimes the children the value of their toys. Unfortunately, this is the only time we understand the value of things. We won't be able to recognize the blessings before we lose them. We don't appreciate the job. We don't appreciate the families we have. We don't appreciate the husband, the wife, the children that we have. Everybody has. Everybody has a wife. Everybody has children. It's not exclusively given to us. You're not going to appreciate it. As soon as they are taken away from you, you understand the value. Do we have to be trapped inside the mine under the ground, or inside a submarine under the ocean to be able to appreciate the importance of breathing? But as soon as we kind of come back to the surface, we are so thankful that we can breathe again. This is the sign of ignorance. Appreciating things only when you lose them is a sign of ignorance. Once there was a sultan who invited a wise person to his palace to get some advice. And the wise man asked the sultan, "My sultan, imagine yourself in the middle of the desert, you're lost. You are thirsty, you can't find water, and there appears someone offering you a glass of water. But in return, he is asking your sultan from you. Would you give your sultan to him for a cup of water?" And the sultan said, "Of course I would do." And the wise man said, "This is the worth of your sultan. Your sultan is not more than valuable than a cup of water, a glass of water. Why are you proud?" The wise man said. See, common people like us, when something happens, when something we appreciate happens to us, we express our thankfulness by throwing parties, which is good. To share our joy. This is really pretty much what the pilgrims did in 1621. They expressed the appreciation by having parties. The true meaning of thankfulness was asked to Allah Ta'ala by Moses. Peace and blessings be upon him. One day Moses, peace and blessings be upon him, asked Allah Ta'ala, "You have given so many things to Prophet Adam. You have given him all of your attributes. You have given him the honor of being your supreme creation, how did he express his thankfulness?
And Allah Ta'ala said, he was revealed. Moses, peace and blessings be upon, was revealed. Allah Ta'ala said,
his thankfulness was to know that all the blessings and gifts that are offered to him is from me. That is the true meaning of thankfulness. Allah Ta'ala is invisible. He does not have a form. He does not cast a shadow.
The only way when we remember that he is behind all the blessings, the only way to remember him, to show our grateful to him, is to show gratefulness to his creation. If you are thankful to his creation, that means you are thankful to him. If something good happens to you through the hands of someone, if you are thankful, if you say thank you to that person, that means that you are thankful to Allah Ta'ala. If you go to bed at night, tired, and if you appreciate that you have a house, you have a bed, you have a pillow to put your head on, if you remember God, Allah Ta'ala, for that blessings and kiss your pillow, it is as if you are kissing Allah Ta'ala. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
Amen.
All the most merciful, most compassionate, God to forgive for the last sin. Amen. You have blessed us with this beautiful religion of Islam. You have blessed us with Ihsan. Increase our iman.
Amen.
Make us recognize our responsibilities as your supreme creation.
Amen.
Once in a while, you test us with little trials, difficulties, hunger. When you see us in patience, do not increase your trials upon us. As you have promised, do not burden us more than we can forbear. You shower us with your blessings all the time. When you see us thankless, ungrateful, please do not punish us. Please do not punish us by stopping your blessings upon us. Your beloved says, we will not complete our faith unless we love each other for your sake. Open our hearts to love and compassion. Close our eyes to the mistakes of our Muslim brothers and sisters. Unify Ummati Muhammad. Unify our qualities. Gather us in the hereafter in the vicinity of the one whom you have created as the mercy upon the universe. And make us worthy of his intercession. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin mahtalaf al-malawan wa ta'aqab al-asaran wa karar al-bididan wa istakbal al-farkadan wa balik al-muqadu wa arwah alayhi al-bayti min al-tahiyyata wa salam wa barik wa sallim alayhi kathiran kathiran kathira wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala jameel anbiya'i wa mursaleen wa al-anbiya'i wa s-salihin wa ala malaikatika wa al-mukarrabin وعلى أهل طاعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرض ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.